Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, good news. It has finally happened. After 5 years of construction and frustration, the Longfellow Bridge connecting Cambridge to Boston is open once again, fully. And so for the first time since 2013, Red Line trains for the MBTA, cars, pedestrians, cyclists, all of them will be able to cross the bridge in both directions. And Radio Boston producer-reporter Jamie Bologna is now standing on the Longfellow Bridge, and he joins me. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Meghna. And they're driving across and doing all that right now.
So exactly where are you, and what does it look like?
So I'm standing in the shadow of one of those massive salt and pepper shaker towers. And it looks beautiful. It looks like maybe the way it would have looked in 1907, except that, you know, Boston and Cambridge have sort of changed around it. But let me hear from Patricia Burcham, because I spoke to her earlier. She's from Wakefield, and let's hear what she says about what it looks like.
Absolutely gorgeous. I don't know what they did, like the railings here, and did they clean the salt and pepper? It's beautiful. I haven't been on this bridge in, like, forever. So it's pretty cool.
It is, and I agree. It is beautiful. And, you know, she came out here specifically today to see the bridge, and it looks clean and fresh and new, and here comes the tea. But, it looks, like, familiar, but also iconic at the same time.
As is the sound of the Red Line on the bridge. No, and I appreciate the fact that she's saying it's absolutely gorgeous looking at the railings and the way it was constructed, because the state and contractors took special care to repair and restore this historic bridge. And we're talking about that in a second.
Right.
But that's partially the reason why the cost of the project added up to over $300 million. So tell us more about the work and what's changed.
Right. So as you were just saying, they replaced those railings. They're freshly painted to this bronze gold color, which I guess is the original color of them. Those salt and pepper shaker towers were taken apart. So all 529 granite pieces came off. They were cleaned and then they were put back together. And they look really great. In terms of the major infrastructure changes, there's one fewer lane going into Cambridge from Boston. Mm-hmm. So there used to be two going each way. Now there's one going from Boston to Cambridge, but there are two going from Cambridge into Boston. The pedestrian walkways are separated from the roadway with a metal and cement barrier. And then outside of that barrier on both sides of the bridge are these new bike lanes. And those lanes are separated from car traffic by, you know, you see them in other spots around the city, these sort of 4-inch around plastic poles that are attached to the pavement.
Right, and not to mention the sort of critical structural shoring up they did under the bridge as well.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Jamie, this project was supposed to be finished back in 2016, and I remember some folks saying, why is it taking so long to fully reopen this critical artery between, like, Kendall Square and the MGH complex on the other side? I mean, it was tough to have it closed so long. Why did it take 5 years to complete?
Well, so there are a number of reasons. One of them being that the bridge is a historic construction project. So it was put on the National Historic Register in 1976. And so it just took longer to reconstruct it in the way that would keep the bridge historically accurate and also using historically accurate construction methods, like rivets, for example, underneath in those metal archways which you see from the Charles River. The other reason it took so long was the shape that it was in when they started. I mean, Meghna, I think you know this very well. It was rusted totally through. Like, I remember seeing a video of you from 2007. You were standing on the Longfellow before the construction began. And you reached your hand into one of these iron railings, and you just pulled out a whole big chunk of flaky, crusted metal. And so that's partially, too, why it took so long. That's all been replaced. Although, I should note, it's not 100% done. I still see construction crews around and underneath it working. And that was something that, you know, folks here who I talked to were quick to point out to me. Like Joe Raffone from Newton. He said the construction has been frustrating.
It doesn't look fully open. It looks open, but they're still doing a lot of work. You know, I ride a bike around here. There's still a lot of... There's a lot of pedestrian stuff to be done still. You know, coming in to work in a car, there's lanes closed. The bridge is open, but everything around it is still chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what's left to be done, Jamie, and when can we expect that?
Well, it does seem like there was a mad dash to get it open this morning, especially since Governor Baker said back in February that he wanted it open by May. Today's the last day of May. You know, I was just walking along the bridge just a little while ago, and I saw a tube of caulking on the sidewalk here. And so there's just signs of the sort of rapid completion of the crews, you know, quickly getting out of here. Even these salt and pepper shaker towers, there's wires hanging out the side where I think lights are supposed to be attached. So there's more to be done. MassDOT says they expect to be finished completely by this winter. In terms of what's still to do, like Joe mentioned there in that previous clip, there are crews out here right now working on the roadways, going in and out of the bridge. They're also working on a new pedestrian bridge on the Boston side of the Longfellow that would connect Charles Circle to the Esplanade over Star Drive.
Okay, and you know, you mentioned those bike lanes. There was some compromise on getting those the way they are. What'd you hear from cyclists?
Yeah, there was. So, you know, some cyclists before the bridge was completed wanted better and more protected bike lanes, and so these poles are sort of a compromise. And I spoke to a few cyclists, and they're optimistic. They seem to think that the plastic poles might be enough. One of them is Brenda Stanfield. She's from Cambridge, and she just crossed over on her bike in the bike lane, and she said that she's excited that both sides of the bridge are open, and she likes the new lanes.
I never really felt that's unsafe before, because I think cars are getting a lot more aware of bikes. There's a lot going in and out of Cambridge every day, so. And I just think the design's great, and it looks beautiful, and it's a lovely addition to getting from Boston to Cambridge.
So I should say, if there's like one big takeaway here, Meghna, it's that even if it's not 100% done, the people I spoke to here on the bridge love how it looks. They're happy that it's finally open. And, you know, MassDOT says, like, before the project began, there were some 28,000 cars that crossed the bridge daily. But, I mean, you know, even as the city has changed so much in the past 5 years, from where I'm standing, I've had 6 cranes on the horizon over in both Kendall Square and on the Boston side. So Boston is changing and growing, and traffic is getting heavier. So it'll be interesting to see what the numbers are on people and bikes and trains crossing the bridge in the future.
Well, that's Radio Boston producer-reporter Jamie Bologna speaking to us from the Longfellow Bridge. Jamie, wave hello to the sailboats for me, and thank you so much.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Meghna.